Number six says, listen to yourself playing without a metronome and analyze your habits and tendencies with respect to rhythm and feel. I've done a lot of this, and I have to say that there are times where I just really don't like what I hear. And it's all because I'm trying stuff that's too complicated and I don't prioritize rhythm first. Now, the solo CD I made, my latest album, is called Sunday Brunch, and it's a solo CD. And let me just tell you the dirty secrets behind that album. It's 20 tracks, and they all sound pretty good. But I recorded like 100 tracks and brought them all home and listened to them and like X'd out the 80% that I didn't like. And so I actually went back to see if I could find some of those recordings, but I don't think I saved them. So I could analyze, like, what about those didn't I like? But what I'm going to do right now is record myself playing a couple minutes of this tune that the conga player, when I played it with him one time, he complained that I was rushing. And this is one of the reasons why I started this whole transforming rhythm first journey that I'm on. And it's called Mambo In. And I'm going to play it a little bit without metronome. I'm not even going to listen to a particular tempo. I'm just going to start it. And I won't make you listen to me playing it, but I am going to tell you the comments that I learned from it, from analyzing and listening to myself playback. So I just did the experiment. Thankfully, when I listened back, I was able to kind of tap my foot along with the whole thing, which means this whole thing that I've been working on for a few years has been working. It definitely has been working. I recently played with the same conga player, and he complimented me. He said, I heard nothing wrong. I heard nothing bad, no rushing or anything. And, of course, he doesn't know how hard I've been working for the last few years, but that's fine. All I need is confirmation that these things are working, and I know they're working. So I noticed a little bit of tendencies, like, to rush. When I play a series of eighth note triplets, like, yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, diddle 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 diddle, 1, 2, 3, 4, like, I tend to rush those a little if they're extended, you know, for many beats at a time. And then I also tend to slow down if I'm doing anything complicated or if I get off for some reason. There's a tendency to slow down, but that's normal. I see students do that all the time. But it's for the most part in the pocket, and I'm very grateful for all the work I've been doing. And hopefully that inspires you to continue to work on your rhythm.